Hi again, Attorney Steve Vondran, and welcome back to this episode of Vondran Legal Hour. This is our legal podcast, general information only. This is not legal advice or a substitute for legal advice. So we're talking in this episode about copyright law, software, and small businesses. What do? You get this, what we call the love letter. You get it from one of the major software companies, Microsoft, Autodesk, Adobe, Symantec. Or you may have got it from one of their trade organizations, like the Business Software Alliance. Some people just call it the Software Alliance. Or the SIIA. It's another one. So what do? You get these, and it says, well, you know, we would like you to engage in a voluntary audit. Basically, you know, take your time, get your IT team involved, and go audit every single computer, laptop, server, everything you have in your organization, and give us a written report in a spreadsheet format. And oh, by the way, wink, wink, nod, nod, copyright infringement's $150,000 per work. Let me say that again, $150,000 per work infringed. So based on that, we would request respectfully that you engage in a voluntary software audit. Now, that's typically how these letters are phrased. To me, they're a little bit outrageous, over the top. Fine, I get it. You know, a company has intellectual property. They want to protect their rights. Sometimes this becomes a profit center for companies. I get it. But the question for this podcast is this truly voluntary? Is this something where you can just say, hey, no, thanks, we're too busy, we're about to merge with another company, hey, we're about to go public, you know, what is it? So, but yes, let's talk about it. So essentially, yes, they're voluntary. You do not have to comply. You can take the letter, stick it in the shredder. You can throw it away. If it's an email, sometimes you get emails from either a law firm or sometimes directly from the BSA or the SIIA. And so let's say you get an email and you say, well, you know, I just don't feel like doing this, or it's a pain. In that sense, yes, it is voluntary. You do not need to comply. However, big caveat, you should be seeing capital letters right now, C-A-V-E-A-T, caveat, is if you do not respond, you know, and they have good information, usually these are informant-based, based on a what I call a secret informant, because they don't like to tell you what their name is, but based on information received by a secret informant, if they feel it's strong enough, they could file a lawsuit. I mean, all you have to file a federal copyright lawsuit is good faith, right? So if you have good faith and you say, yes, here's what it's based on, you've got it. You've got it. You've got your lawsuit. So technically, the software audits are voluntary. However, if you have something against you or some good information that they have, you could find yourself in a lawsuit. So whether or not you actually want to engage or avoid, sometimes what happens with companies is they avoid and they say, well, I'm not going to deal with it, you know, or the owner's out of town, or, you know, I'm the IT guy and I'm, you know, I'm the responsible one, but I know the owner's out of town. So we'll get weird things like that, but basically it's voluntary. So in other words, if you ignore it, throw it away, you might be okay. But if you have some real issues at stake, if you know your company's got issues, that's when I would say, think very hard before you shred that thing up, throw it away, make a paper airplane out of it. Think about it, because if they have good information, if the owners have assets, if the company has assets and is not, you know, what we call judgment proof. In other words, if somebody filed a suit against you and you have no assets, we say, well, your judgment's as good as the paper it's written on. But if you have assets, then somebody may want to go after you. They may say, you know, this person has assets and let's file the suit. Once they file the lawsuit, of course, naturally, you will take attention. You will say, oh my God, we've got a serious problem here. And those lawsuits, once filed, become public records. Okay, so that's a public record and, you know, basically freely searchable on the internet. I search federal cases all the time. So there is some risk in not responding and just, you know, what I call the bury your head in the sand approach. You can do that and hope that things work out, and it might. And there are plenty of websites out there that say, do nothing, don't worry. And that is a great strategy as long as nobody ever comes and says, hey, wait a second, these guys are making money. The officers and directors are doing well. You know what? I looked up their property assets. They have equity in their houses. I'm not afraid to go after these people, especially since they ignored me, right? So it's, you know, it's something that you have to weigh out. There's no simple answer. There's no cookie cutter approach. You know, every case is different. So, you know, if you're having questions, you're wondering, should we comply? Should we ignore? Should we hope? And what we call the wait and see approach. You know, there's never an easy answer. The best we can do is have a consultation. Let's see what's going on. Tell us where you think you are as far as license ownership. Let's see who's coming after you. Let's see which law firm you're dealing with. Let's break it apart into its little pieces and make a decision and have a strategy. Okay. So yes, the short answer, yes, these Microsoft and Adobe audits, Autodesk audits, they are voluntary. Usually, that's usually how they're phrased. Not to say in all cases, you never know. But yes, if you're having questions, give us a call. We're happy to help and give you a look at it and see what kind of advice that we can give you. Okay, so that's about it. Just want to talk about that real quick. Important topic. And Attorney Steve out. We really appreciate you listening. If you liked what you heard, feel free to share our podcast on your social media networks. Okay, Attorney Steve out. We take federal copy cases nationwide, so give us a call, 877-276-5084. And we look forward to seeing you again, and welcome, and thank you for listening to another episode of the Vondran Legal Hour.